There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey, we're back with more Free Talk Live on the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us on these radio waves via our toll-free number, which is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you actually get to control the content on the site. You can submit whatever it is you find online that you think is interesting, something that you think our listeners will appreciate, whether it's an important news item or just something fun. You submit it there over at freetalklive.com, and other listeners will vote it up or down, depending on whether they like or dislike. And you get to vote on things as well. So just go there and get interactive, freetalklive.com. Mark, do you want to recap kind of where we've been coming from? What has the discussion been in the last hour for our listeners just tuning in?
Mostly we're talking about patriotism. The Patriot Act is up for some level of renewal. They're trying to replace it with the Freedom Act thing. I suspect...
replacing it, they're sort of modifying.
Okay, it's a modification. The Freedom Act probably has nothing to do with freedom, and I don't know if the Patriot Act has anything to do with patriotism. I guess the questions that I'm asking here is that what seems obvious to me is that patriotism allows politicians to kind of skulk about and do what they do. And there are many great advocates for patriotism, likely listening. Now, I used to be a big, I would have called myself rather patriotic. Now I kind of question the value of it. And one of the reasons is that when you use critical thinking on this, you often have to hunt down who makes the money? What's the value? And when it comes to the value of patriotism, it doesn't seem like it benefits you or me or my family or our neighborhood or anything like that. Like, we could get all those things from just sort of good neighborliness or whatever. That whatever patriotism has, it seems to mostly benefit the politicians and whoever the people that pay them off are.
Let's go back to Teresa. She's with us in Tallahassee. Mark, you had asked or going to ask a question of Teresa just a moment ago. She had said that she made some sort of comment about loving one's country as far as patriotism, and I certainly don't want to put words in your mouth, Teresa, so I wanted to make sure we brought you back, and thank you for waiting patiently there during the news. But Mark, do you recall the question that you were going to ask Teresa?
Yeah, so Teresa, when I think of patriotism, I often think of it's sort of similar to religions. Like, so if you've got a thing that, a country you like, you're patriotic towards, how is it that you can kind of think it's okay for somebody else to like another one?
Why wouldn't it be okay for them to like their country?
Well, you're either right or wrong in the liking of your country, right? And they're either right or wrong in the liking of their country. So
why can't everybody be right?
Just because I love my country or like my country doesn't mean that I hate other countries.
Okay, so if I was born on if I was born in El Paso, Texas, a few mm-hmm. miles from the line of Mexico, and my ancestry was perhaps Mexican, should I like the Mexico flag better than the American flag, or the American flag better than the Mexican flag?
Well, you know what? It's kind of like, let's see. I have children. I love my children. I see their good and bad points. And I like other people's children, and I love some other people's children, too. And generally, I love children in general. So just because my children are mine and I love them and provide for them doesn't mean that I hate my neighbor's children.
I think that's a fine answer, and I want to go back to your other question I had asked you, Teresa, which you didn't have time to answer in the last segment, which was, what is the country? You say you love your country. How do you define country? What does that mean? Is it the plot of land?
Well, I guess if I was in a different country, it might be different, the things I loved. I do appreciate our government, even though I don't like it overrunning our, overstepping. I think there should be some more boundaries on the government. It should be reined back in, and we shouldn't have such a strong federal government. I think we should have more state control over individual states.
But you like the federal government's flag better than the state flags?
Well, I like the Florida flag. And I like
I saw one guy one time with a Florida flag tattoo. He's the only one I've ever seen, and I've seen so many American flag tattoos.
Well, Well, but the American flag is our whole country. And we are, whether you live in Georgia or Florida, I live pretty close to the Georgia state line. And I love those people, too. I mean, so it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like your neighbor. But we're
I
all
saw a lot of Confederate flag
and,
tattoos, too.
Oh, I know. I don't appreciate the Confederate flag, actually. But anyway,
why not?
That's just me. Because it was a sign of rebellion and division.
So there's something wrong with rebellion and division?
Isn't that what you want when you want more state rights? States' rights is more division?
No, not at all.
How can you want
you
more
know,
strong
if you have,
states?
If you have a, just think about this. Are you okay with public, well, not, let's not even say it's a public school. Let's just say an elementary school in general, whether it's a public school, a charter school, or a religious school. Should there be a principal of that school and teachers, and should they be kind of, you know, organized into maybe groups of learning so that it's more systematic and organized? Does that work out pretty well?
If that's what works for them, I don't do that for my son, but if that's what works for people.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of unschooling, which is to get kids out of these institutions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I
like that a lot better.
I homeschooled 5 children, and I unschooled most of the time.
So let me see
anyway.
If I'm clear on something here, Teresa. You said you like
well,
the idea.
Making, she was running down to a point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were on the primrose path, and I was just beginning to smell the primroses.
If you do have a group of children that need to be schooled or educated for whatever reason, and you, or any group of people, it usually works more efficiently to have it organized in ways that, for instance, if one state is, for instance, Colorado. You know, if you want to smoke pot freely, you can go to Colorado.
And you can't smoke it freely there.
Well, not freely, but more freely.
Right. Yeah, right. But, I mean, that's the kind of thing that I think works better than having a giant conglomerate schedule law.
So you're in favor of more states' rights. You're in favor of more states' rights, but yet you still support a federal government.
Okay, so do you think the federal government's mostly about protecting the nation then? I mean, you have that sound to you.
Yes, I think it's more protecting the nation. You know, they take care of our interstate highways. Look at our beautiful highways.
They really don't.
The highways.
They don't give. Okay, so they printed. Hold on. They planned out the interstate highways, but they actually hand out funding to the states.
Mm-hmm.
So your state government is the one that you can go across the state line and see the pavement change on an interstate.
That's true.
So the federal government doesn't administer that.
Coming from the federal government for the
but
state.
Yeah, but take it from you.
They take it from you who are inside the state anyway.
Yeah.
So if the state wanted money for roads, they could take it.
And before they take. By the way, when they take the money from you, they then give a bunch of it to their federal bureaucrats who add absolutely no value whatsoever to it. They take away money from the money that has gone to the federal government. Then they hand a fraction of it back to the states, and we're expected to thank them for it. What value? Okay, so we've already broken apart the roads argument. So what value do they provide you? Because we know they're not protecting you. We know they're not protecting you, right, Teresa? They're putting you in greater danger by going around the world and meddling in other countries' business.
No. Well, you know what? That every one of those wars has its own things that you could debate about. But one thing I was thinking of earlier, if you look back historically, you can always see things better the farther away you get from it.
That's true.
And,
hindsight's 20/20.
You know, this lady was talking about that these soldiers did it of their own accord. Well, you know, there used to be the draft, okay? You know, and in World War I, World War II, and Korean, and Vietnam, the draft was in effect. Thousands of young 18 to 20-year-olds and a little older went to war. And you know what? They just went and they followed what they were told to do. They did, and maybe they weren't so patriotic. Maybe they didn't even want to go, but they went. And because they did that in World War II, not in just World War II, but specifically looking at the Holocaust, you had men there who were free to rule a country any way they wanted to, and what did they choose to do? They chose to torture and imprison millions of people, and our young boys found them and rescued them. And I'm talking about...
So are you saying you support the draft?
No, I don't support the draft. What I'm saying is
Well, you know that's a happenstance of history, right? Like, it's really important. Hold on. The death of the Jews is oftentimes conflated with a good reason to have fought World War II, but you know that's a happenstance of history, right? Like, the United States turned away the ship of the damned. They turned away and killed a ship full of Jews because they didn't care about taking them in. The United States government didn't care about freeing Jews.
Teresa, good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855. 450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I see no benefit to having a federal government. It's a big leech. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We, of course, will take your calls on any topic, but we've been discussing the idea of patriotism and, in my opinion, what a dangerous idea this is, because essentially it just allows politicians to get away with pretty much anything that they want to. The term patriotism, by definition, according to the dictionary, means national loyalty. It doesn't necessarily mean, as one of our callers earlier suggested, loyalty to the ideals or the founding ideals of the country. I know a lot of people want to believe that, but that's not the actual definition of patriotism. Patriotism is just sort of going along with whatever the people in charge want to do. So what's the value of patriotism, if any? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we're going to continue with your calls in a moment.
The amount of people who are giving up their U.S. citizenship is skyrocketing, and I don't know why that is. I don't know I don't think it's possible to know the amount of people that are not giving up their citizenship but are just living in other countries. But one project I've been kind of keeping my eye on is Fort Galt. What they're doing is they're creating kind of a condominium complex down in Chile. Now, what they have is really small units. They're really just for sleeping, and they have these common areas, coffee shops and restaurants, and restaurant, coffee shop, and a variety of different places.
Well, they will have it. It has yet to be built.
Yes, it is. At this point, it exists in CAD or SketchUp and on the internet, but I just actually visited with one of the founders. He came by my house.
Oh, wow.
After having dropped off at Bensonwood, which is really just around the corner. Now, they're a premier builder here in the U.S., but they happen to be near Keene, New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah. So he stopped by, and I introduced him to the first families, the presidents that I have there.
Uh-huh.
All
Your
my
pigs.
All my pigs. Yeah. Okay. All my pigs are named after presidents. And
first, you're going to kill them.
Well, they need to have personalities,
right?
Yeah,
and you're going to kill them.
At some point, we all die, Ian. but I can tell you that the Bill Clinton isn't going to die anytime soon. I figured if I was going to have a boar and he was going to be good for eating and humping,
Clinton
should be an awesome name for
there
him.
You go.
Yeah. Anyway, FortGalt.com. Go check out the videos and the write-ups.
It's a cool idea. I've looked at it, and it's affordable too. Like, this is not, you know,
$10,000 for their smallest unit.
Right. When I think about moving out of the U.S., I think, oh God, who can afford that? But $10,000 is something you could save up for, and you don't have to pay it all up front. In fact, you pay in installments, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
They don't want you to put your money at risk in a project like this. Too early. They just want a sort of a commitment from you.
Right.
So check it out, FortGalt.com. I'm going to spell it for you because not everybody necessarily knows who John Galt is. FortGalt, FortGalt.com.
All right. Let's go to Michael. He's in Panama City, Florida, listening to WYOO FM. Hey, Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
I would say relatively young, and I've been listening to more and more talk show radios. Talk radio shows for the past year or so. I've only recently just turned 24. And what I've been hearing through most is that really there shouldn't be any government at all, is what I'm learning so far.
Well, I don't think humans can live without government, but I would challenge, I would finesse the terminology you use. So if an organization claims a monopoly privilege on the use of governance in a given area, because government is essentially a list of services that an organization provides, monopolies tend to be inefficient, and they tend to provide terrible customer service. We've seen that historically. So if you can imagine for a second, if governments weren't tied to land masses, then instead they provide goods, you know, they provide whatever services they provide, and it's not necessarily attached to a land mass, then that would cause competition in a way that would probably really make much more effective the services that they provide and drive down costs.
Well, that was definitely the second lesson that I was going to say that also sort of seen so far, is that borders and ideals of naming parts of mountains and lands and things like that, humans have no deal doing that. It makes no sense. And so I don't really know how to say it. Like I said, I'm not that informed on the subject or anything like that.
So in order to get more informed, I'd recommend a couple of things. There's some great books out there. There are a zillion of them, but there's a few that I like a lot. And you can go to book.freeking.com or books.freetalklive.com, one or the other. That'll take you to a list of some reading recommendations. One of them I like is Why Government Doesn't Work by Harry Brown. He's now dead, but he was the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate back in 1996 and the year 2000. And that's a real great book because it really lays out the failure of the state and why government doesn't work. It has all these unintended consequences, and using force creates unintended consequences, using aggressive force. To me, I like the idea of self-government. That's a fine idea where you govern yourself. You know, you don't go crazy and hurt people, and, you know, you're governing yourself. If you feel the need to hire somebody to tell you what to do, then you should be able to hire someone to tell you what to do if that's what you want to do. Hire an expert to clue you in. Don't force people to do things.
One of the large things that I've never really understood is a lot of conservatives argue about things like people putting into law banning sugary drinks and things, or banning cigars and stuff like that, and they say it's wrong, and they should be able to control what we intake or what we want to buy. But on the same flip of the coin, they'll argue for banning drug use.
And they sure will.
They'll want to ban drugs or gambling, but they want you to be able to drink a big soda and smoke a cigar.
Which is a really bizarre
reasoning. There's no reason to it.
Great points tonight, and next time you talk to a conservative, you should bust them on that one. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453, because if a conservative is supposedly, as many of them purport to be, supposedly in favor of economic freedom, then you should have them there. I mean, you've got them by the short hairs on that one, because if you really do favor economic freedom, meaning the freedom to do business with other consenting people on whatever, aspect, whatever your business is supposed to be, because that's economic freedom, right? It's my business. It's my business. You leave me alone. Well, then what if my business is selling marijuana? What if my business is I want to, make some LSD and sell that too? Should I be able to do that? Well, yeah, if by the principles of economic freedom, I should be able to. I'm only selling to customers who want to buy my stuff.
Some conservatives are really libertarians and don't know what the term means. And some conservatives are really just about the way things were at some point in the past when they think that they were great. Oftentimes, you'll get this happy days explanation that things were great in the 50s. And that's just not conservatives, by the way. That's liberals, too. At this point, or progressives. At this point, this nation is so off the rails that progressives and conservatives will hearken back to the same time frame and talk about different aspects of it that were good.
They were so great.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
We've got Daniel. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Daniel.
How you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. The young lady that called in earlier about the military, and she didn't understand all the hoopla around them and that they weren't fighting for her freedom. I can understand where she's coming from. They may not be fighting directly for her freedom, but they are providing a deterrent against other countries that really don't give a flying flip about our freedom. And
well, stand by, Daniel. I want to talk to you about that here because I disagree. I think that what they are doing is they're stirring up hatred for the people in the United States around the world and causing terrorism as a result. It's Free Talk Live.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP?
The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection, layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on the radio waves for Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you don't have to share your thoughts on patriotism or the military on this Memorial Day weekend here. You can bring up anything that you like. That is the reason we call the show Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number. And Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. If you are online, whether it's your smartphone, laptop, your desktop at home, or at work, you need to protect yourself because there could be people, including your very own internet service provider, who are violating what you thought was your privacy. In the case of the ISP, you're just passing all the information to them anyways. You don't have any privacy with them by default. In fact, they may be storing a list or a log of all of the websites that you visit and the search terms that you enter. They could store that for years in some cases, from what I understand, but you can stop that from happening. You can prevent people from sniffing your Wi-Fi packets and getting your credit card information, perhaps, by using ProXPN, because they encrypt your data connection. Now, ProXPN is not an internet service provider. So you keep your current internet service provider. You just start using ProXPN software, which you can download for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. What ProXPN is a global virtual private network. Now, with a free account, you only get to connect to one of their servers. But with their premium account, you get servers around the world that you can connect to, unlimited bandwidth, you can privately torrent, and you can even get past those pesky regionally blocked websites. You know, when they say, sorry, we can't show you this, because you're in the United States. Well, if you've got ProXPN, you can make those websites think you're in Singapore or in the Netherlands or some other places. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the software and get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to that premium account, you can use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off the price of the annual account, which breaks your price down to about $5 per month, a little less than that actually. Code FTL50 also gives you the savings for the lifetime of your account. So when you're ready to roll around for year number two, you get the same great deal. ProXPN.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose except your privacy. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So don't forget promo code FTL50 to get that deep discount on privacy that is priceless over at ProXPN.com/FTL. As we continue here, Daniel is still with us in Myrtle Beach. Daniel, you'd made some statement about the military providing protection from other countries around the world. Is that right?
I didn't say protection. I said a deterrent.
A deterrent.
Right.
So they're deterring what exactly? An invading horde from coming into the United States?
Well, do you actually think that some of these other nations, if we disbanded the military, would come over here and hold hands and sing Kumbaya with you?
I love the Kumbaya thing because, you know, as a libertarian, what I do every night is I get out of a campfire and I sing Kumbaya a whole lot. It's just ridiculous. Okay, so the fact is that the United States, whether you believe it's providence, you know, dictated by God, or whether you believe it's sheer luck or whatever, is really well-placed geographically. It's unlikely that the seething red horde of Canada is going to come down thundering across the 49th parallel.
And what about the Chinese, Mark? They could come across the Pacific Ocean.
That's a long ocean, and I'm reasonably certain that we'd be prepared for it. Land invasions, you know, taking a beachfront, very difficult.
How would you be prepared for it since there's no military?
Well, how about militias?
Yeah, which is another form of the military.
No. Okay, if that's what you want to call it. I mean,
the militia is...
That's what the founding fathers wanted, were militias.
It's an organization, from what I understand, at least the militias that exist today are voluntary organizations, meaning that they fund themselves on their own, they have their own membership, they're not forcing people to pay for them. I'm not interested in paying for the military personally. I'm not worried about it, dude. Whether it's militias or just individuals coming together for their own common defense, there are hundreds of millions of guns in the United States.
Yeah,
do you think that would be a deterrent?
Well, no, not really, because only about 2% of the population in the United States has got the backbone to join the military and do it. The rest of them sit around waiting for them to do it.
Well, it
has nothing to do
joining with the military is different than fighting to protect the land, your land, if it's under attack, right? Like, so we have as many firearms in this country as we do people, and actually a few extras, you know, a few million extra. So, I mean, there's this apocryphal quote of a Japanese general that said that you couldn't, you know, telling the Japanese they couldn't invade the U.S. homeland. There's a gun hiding behind every blade of grass. I'm not really worried about people coming over here to attack us, except maybe somebody who's gotten so stirred up about what's going on in their country, they figure they're going to bring it here. Like 9/11, for instance. The folks on, you know, the Yemenis and Saudis that attacked on 9/11, notice there's no Iraqis there, they... You know, they were so upset with the way things were going, they decided to bring it over here. But that mostly has to do with U.S. foreign policy and occupation in the Middle East, supporting dictators and kings over there.
That goes down on also is the intelligence that the president at the time had. That's why he went in there. Everybody
in where?
Likes to dump
Iraq?
In Iraq. That's why everybody likes to dump on Bush, but he went on the intelligence he had. Just like nobody's dumped on Barack Obama when he went in there with drones and killed two private citizens the other day.
Oh, we've dumped on Barack Obama and George Bush.
Yeah,
we'll dump on them all here on Free Talk Live because they're all thugs.
What I'm saying is he acted on the intelligence that he had at the time.
Military intelligence is an oxymoron.
Well, also that intelligence came from...
I agree with that. I was in it for 17 years.
Daniel, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
That intelligence did come from torture, and oftentimes what we'll get from the right is support from torture. Now, I'm not on the left when I say on the right.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that I feel like I'm above the fray. I don't believe that I am either one of these. Because, you know, libertarians are different. They're socially liberal, but economically conservative. I believe you should be able to do what you want in your life as long as you don't harm other people. And the military, the way it's been employed over the last six decades, I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to talk about the World War II thing. But it's really difficult to make a pro-conservative argument for the way the military's been used over the last six decades. It's really just been used as a cudgel for U.S. foreign policy to punish those who don't get in line with the way U.S. wants things, and to reward those that do.
And to funnel all kinds of money to the military-industrial complex as well.
That's what politics is. It's the ability to reward your friends and punish your enemies.
And let's go to, and by the way, the military-industrial complex gets rewarded regardless of whether it's Republicans or Democrats in office. They're all going to war. Let's talk to Dennis. He's in Ireland. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Hey, Dennis. Great. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
I'm from Ireland. Gay marriage legalized today.
Congratulations.
Well, we hate it.
How
are you?
Who's we? Apparently somebody likes it.
Why?
Irish people like it. We are unhappy.
Why?
Because of gay bags.
Because of gay bags. Is that a slight of a term?
Gay bags.
Huh?
I mean, look at it this way. There is Irish people who think that gay marriage is correct, but we think it is gay bags.
What does that mean?
Gay bags is an Irish expression which means that it is wrong. It is not Adam and Steve, it was Adam and Eve.
Uh-huh. Do you think this guy's really Irish?
Are you for real?
No. This is some guy from Alabama.
Eve had a big hairy gay and...
All right, I've heard enough. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. You can join us on the air. I think it's, you know, look, there's the argument against gay marriage, that the only one that holds water is if you say the government shouldn't be involved in any marriages.
Yeah, I don't think the government should, that the government has a place in the marriage contract.
Well, they've had one, unfortunately, since the late 1800s when marriage licenses were created to prevent black people from marrying white people. So there's a real racist history to the marriage license. And ever since then, they've been meddling in people's relationships, constantly.
Well, that's what a license is. The government steals your rights away from you and then sells them back. You know, George and Martha Washington, they were married by somebody, a preacher writing in the back of their Bible, and that's all they needed, and I think that's all somebody should need. You don't necessarily have a preacher, but...
But today, the marriage process gives couples who get married certain privileges that they wouldn't otherwise have, like, you know, being able to visit someone in a hospital and things like that. And so
most of it has to do with government handouts, I think.
Well, but the hospital thing's a real thing.
It is a real thing, yeah.
But, you know, so as long as government marriage is going to exist, then it should be available to anyone who wants it, whether gay or straight, or in my opinion, multiple partners. 855-453.
Destroy government mail.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. MyTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves at 855-453 and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon. There's also a Walmart link in there as well. But Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon... the hell am I leaving out? UK. You can go and click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase price. I think it's like 7 or 8%. It's actually pretty decent payout there when you go and get your shopping done through our links. It's the same great prices you're used to. It's the same Amazon service, the same free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime, all that. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so they cut us a portion of their profits. Get your shopping started over at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to Steve, he's in Alabama. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello there, my man. How are you today?
I'm well, Steve. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Not too bad. I just seen you had a man there on earlier who was talking about gay marriage coming to Ireland. I think it was totally wrong what he said.
You thought it was wrong what he said. Okay. Why?
Well, being an Irish-American, I keep in close contact with... over there.
You sound like a Jamaican-American.
Well, it's because my mother was from the Caribbean.
That's
it's
funny.
That I...
It's funny. I don't really care where you're from. Go ahead with your opinion.
Well, I just think that in the southern states, religion is so such a major thing that people should never have such a problem with it. But it's gay marriage. The church will recognize it in America pretty soon.
Well, some churches do.
Lots of different churches.
Yeah, yeah. Some churches do. Steve, thanks for the call tonight. Interesting accent. So, yeah, some churches do, like the Unitarians. I bet you if you're gay, you could go and get a marriage at the Unitarian church.
Sure, Episcopal.
Episcopals do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just saw the Methodists with you know, some gay marriage flag out in front there. I figure, well, Methodists are about as mainstream as you can get. The tides are a-changing as far as gay marriage goes.
Do Quakers perform marriages?
Yes, they do. What, you don't think You think Quakers have existed for 400 years and they don't perform marriages?
I mean, there's no... Well, in some Quaker churches, there's no hierarchy, right? There's like, you know, nobody's the preacher, if you will.
Right. So in what they call unprogrammed meetings, the meeting itself marries people.
Oh, really?
They'll often have the clerk, which I am the clerk for my meeting. They will they'll sign it, or they'll have some some folks from the meeting sign it. Oftentimes, they'll have everybody who is in attendance sign it too. So, you know. That's Quakers are usually it's their weddings and their memorial services that really get people in and find out about it because they find them very touching.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Steve is in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Steve.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes. I'd just like to ask you both a very similar question. When our special forces went in and took out the money man of ISIS, didn't you feel a little bit of patriotism in your heart?
Absolutely not.
I don't like, I'm certainly not a fan of ISIS, and I think they're going to get, they're going to get it. I don't celebrate the death of anyone, but that, I can assure you I didn't lose any sleep over it at the same time. ISIS is playing a game where they're trying to get the world powers for whatever reason to come in and wipe them all out. I don't understand why they're playing the game the way they're playing it, but I can tell what the results are going to be.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, ISIS was created by the U.S. Government's actions.
Their interventions, certainly.
Yeah, and their aggression around the world, so... You know, that's just the price you pay for continuing to aggress. And even if they do wipe out ISIS, there'll be another group that will follow them. So what's the point of all this?
The point that I'm trying to make is they took out a key person that controls the financial operations of that ISIS.
Whoopee-doo. Somebody else will do the job now that he's dead. I mean, look, how's this any different from the war on drugs, right? Every now and then in the war on drugs, you'll get the police saying, oh, we busted this drug dealer, and look at all this drugs and money we got. That'll put a stop to drugs. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't. It's just another opportunity for someone to step in and fill that void.
It's not been a question about whether we're going to stop them or not, but do you feel that you had a little bit of patriotism in your heart when you heard that?
No, because I do not like the state, and everything the state does is based on violence. It's based on the aggression, aggressive force, and whatever they're doing, I don't appreciate it because they're funding it the wrong way. If you want to go and voluntarily send money over to some military effort, that's your business, but don't force me to do it. I'm not interested in it. I'd rather, you know, support people who defend their land and their property rather than people who go around the world destroying people's lives and property.
I'd say I felt it. I felt a certain amount of...
you're a sucker.
For a sucker for what? What do you mean?
For patriotism, apparently.
Well, look, so ISIS is not helping anybody over there, and I don't think that they're a really great organization.
How do you know that?
What's that?
How do you know that?
Well, they're helping... I'm sorry. They're politicians, so they're helping some people and harming other
people.
There
you go.
Okay, so they're harming a lot of people over there, but they're really inconsequential. I think they took Ramadi with about 200 people. I mean, this is a laughable news story. 200 people have taken a city from a nation that has a military that has been trained by the United States for over 10 years. The fact is ISIS shows just how incompetent the government that the U.S. used to replace Saddam Hussein is.
I agree wholeheartedly with you, gentlemen. I enjoy your program. Just wanted to make a point. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your call tonight. Let's go and continue. We've got David. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, going good. Go ahead.
I'd just like you to elaborate a little bit on what would a federal government look like with... Or what would America look like without a federal government?
Oh, wouldn't it be beautiful? We would have 50 different states, or maybe there'd be some conglomerations of them, but we'd have more choices for people in which to live, where, you know, one state could try one policy and another state could try a different policy, and, you know, we'd figure out which one was the best and what was most effective, and maybe, like, the lefties could go live in their own states and the righties could go live in their own states.
Well, they do. It's just that they're forced to have a president that, that they disagree with and have a Congress they disagree with at this point.
You don't think there'd be, like, eventually some large power struggles and, you know, big bullies over in Texas or California or, you know, like, hard, eventually commerce would fatal.
You're saying, are you worried, just to clarify what you're saying, are you worried that Texas is going to invade Oklahoma or something like that?
Well, I mean, wouldn't it eventually just become a whole bunch of countries in America?
Yeah, wouldn't that be all right? I mean, in Europe, people can cross fairly freely between many of the European countries.
That's because of the EU. They made an agreement. I would say the most...
That's not necessarily because of that, but also, I mean, people could cross between countries before the EU came around, Mark. You get on a train.
Yeah, but now it's even easier than it was.
Okay, well, that's fine, but that doesn't mean it has to be hard without the EU. It doesn't mean it has to be hard without the federal government. There are people in, you know, Oklahoma who know people in Texas, and odds are good they're not going to want to fight one another, right?
Well, I don't think that the gentleman's talking about fighting, Ian. He's talking about the Interstate Commerce Clause here. It's the reason the Constitution was sort of brought in the dark of night over the Articles of Confederation. The idea was to modify the Articles of Confederation. What they did was decide to write a whole new document, and then they threatened a blockade against Rhode Island if they didn't sign it. So, yeah, I mean, there's some history of violence behind the document. There's no doubt about it. And I think that that's the value to the Constitution, is this sort of this interstate commerce clause thing.
Is it worth $13 trillion or whatever?
I'm kind of worried, though, that wouldn't you just eventually lose all sense of unity in America? And
what's
then,
this point? What's this unity of which you speak, and what is the point of it?
I mean, ability to work together, like act, go to war if they had to. And then,
I don't want to go to war. And beyond that, I don't really have a sense of unity with people in California. I live in New Hampshire, and the people in New Hampshire are very, very different from the people of California. I have no sense of unity to the people out there. That doesn't mean I can't work with them, though. I mean, there are people all around the world who work with one another, and they don't have to agree on everything. They just have to agree that, oh, I like that product at the right price. I'll deal with you.
Right. Well, what about if we needed to make a stand? Like, I know you don't like... What about World War II, or in a situation?
World War
II
was created because the United States got involved in World War I. So had the United States stayed out of World War I...
One of the problems was the unity involved in World War I that created the problem of World War II, at least in the in the European theater.
Had Woodrow Wilson kept his campaign promises and kept the United States out of World War I, there's a good argument that Hitler never would have rose to power and World War II would not have happened. What do you think?
No, I'd say it gave an opportunity for him to rise to power. It did. But
how would it?
Okay. There's always the economic problems and all that stuff, and the treaty after World War I gave an opportunity for Hitler to rise.
Yeah, it was the economic issues from the Treaty of Versailles that gave him the opportunity to write.
Thanks, David, for your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio on Free Talk Live on the live Saturday edition. Hour 3 is next.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.